USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Search efforts for the missing Titanic exploration vessel are escalating. 10 search assets from the U.S. Coast Guard will reach the location about 900 miles off the coast of Cape Cod by Thursday morning.
The Unified Command Team is working tirelessly to bring all available assets and expertise to bear as quickly as possible in response to this complex operation.
Coast Guard Captain Jamie Frederick says although underwater sounds have been detected, the searches conducted so far have not produced any outcomes. There is concern the vessel has less than 17 hours of oxygen left. Attorney General Merrick Garland is defending the Department of Justice against bias allegations over the Hunter Biden plea agreement.
He would be given full authority to decide the matter as he decided was appropriate, and that's what he's done.
When questioned during a news conference, Garland highlighted that the appointed U.S. attorney in Delaware who oversees the Hunter Biden investigation was chosen by the Trump administration. President Biden will host India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi for a two-day talk where he will express concerns about democracy in India. However, Biden is not expected to lecture Modi on human rights. The leaders are also anticipated to announce agreements on defense, artificial intelligence, and quantum computing, among other issues. The Federal Trade Commission has filed a lawsuit against Amazon claiming that the company used manipulative tactics to acquire millions of Amazon Prime subscribers. The lawsuit also accuses Amazon of employing dark patterns, which are deceptive methods to keep customers subscribed or enrolled in services. A new poll is showing an increase of Americans who believe a person's gender should be determined based on their biological sex. The poll was conducted by NPR, PBS NewsHour, and Marist. It says 61% of Americans define gender as the sex listed on a person's original birth certificate and is the only way to define if someone is male or female. This is USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Equality Act is being reintroduced in Congress, led by Congressman Hakeem Jeffries, Mark Takano, and Senators Cory Booker, Tammy Baldwin, and Jeff Merkley. The act aims to protect LGBTQ individuals from discrimination amid anti-gay movements in certain states. If passed, it would extend federal civil rights protections to include sexual orientation and gender identity. Joe Exotic prematurely announced his presence on the presidential primary ballot in Colorado. However, the Colorado Secretary of State's office clarified that they are returning the $500 check Joseph Maldonado submitted, since the necessary paperwork for presidential candidacy has not yet been published. With sports betting all the rage still, and now legal all over, the NFL is reinforcing its gambling policy to players across the league.
The NFL's gambling policy includes six key rules that are highlighted by not betting on any NFL games, not sharing any team insider information, and not participating in any daily fantasy games. All NFL rookies will also now be required to attend mandatory education sessions. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Nighttime baseball in daylight is on tap for tonight in Fairbanks, Alaska. The 118th edition of the Midnight Sun Game is scheduled for 10 p.m. Alaska time without the use of lights, thanks to the summer solstice. The first game was played back in 1906. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Newsmax TV is exploding, and everyone's talking about it. Now, a survey finds that 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax TV all the time. Millions are turning off Fox, and President Trump says he loves Newsmax. So watch it, and make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking about President Trump conceding the election. It takes a minute. Just text the word NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly. President Trump wants to know your opinion, so text NORTH to 39747.